from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you think you're ready to get in number two?
That's not my decision. I wish it was. But I'm just ready to go out and play whenever they call my name.
The voice of Tanner McKee talking about his role here with the Eagles after a good night for him last night. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo. Not his decision, Hugh, but we are of an opinion on it. We all do. Who should be the Eagles' number two quarterback? Is it Kenny Pickett? Is it Tanner McKee? I'm not willing to give up on the Pickett thing yet. Former first-round pick. He won 14 games in 2 years with the Steelers. I saw him have game-winning drives. I don't think he's great, but I think for a backup, he could still be good.
Serviceable.
But I'm not going to lie, and I'm not going to pretend that McKee hasn't played well and played well last night. 215-592-9494. Are you Team Tanner or Team Pickett? Are we going to get one Team Pickett person today? Am I going to be a man alone on an island?
No, you will. You know what's funny?
I don't know.
I couldn't remember the caller's name, but the one guy.
Chris from California?
Yeah, Cali, if he's listening, he'll ride with
well,
you.
Well, I mean,
Please don't. He
wanted him to draft Kenny Pickett.
No, yeah, he'll
he
ride with you.
He wanted Pickett to unseat Jalen. Yeah, I doubt he's wavered today. All right, let's hear from Dave Spadaro, sideline last night, talking about the Eagles' situation at backup quarterback.
You know, guys, we are watching Tanner McKee, and he has been very impressive for a second straight preseason. And I know the conversation out there, but the Eagles are really happy with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett is the number two quarterback behind Jalen Hurts. Tanner McKee continues to develop. And I think you look at it like, hey, this is a football team with three quarterbacks that they really like, that they feel they can win with. And, you know, it's Kenny Pickett's job at number two. Tanner McKee continues to develop, Ross. And as you know, what you see in the preseason is a whole lot different than what you would see in the regular season.
A little putting that fire out there, Spuds?
Well, he's telling the truth. And we kind of broached that a little bit this morning. It's different. And the on-the-job training does matter. And like you brought up, Kenny Pickett has been a starter. And if he's out there, he's going to be out there. And they're going to put him in situations to be successful because the offensive line is going to be better. Because I got the game streaming right here. It ain't like he got the greatest protection.
He did not.
He did not get
now,
the greatest protection.
Now, he didn't handle the pressure well, but
no,
he didn't get protection.
He didn't. And, you know, you're going to have the top-notch receivers out there. So, yeah, you take all that into consideration when you talk about it. But that doesn't discourage me from saying what I said, because the eye test showed me that, like, Tanner McKee had a better game last night.
Well, he did. I mean, he did have a better. I just think it's interesting that they did that on the broadcast. It's almost like the Eagles could sense this conversation was coming. I mean, they're on the sidelines. They're in the booth. They're watching the same game we did. And Kenny Pickett didn't do much or didn't do well enough last night with 4 sacks taken. And I think in the 2 preseason games, Kenny Pickett is 0-6 throwing the ball more than 10 yards down the field. It's been all underneath stuff. He did have John Ross on like the second play or first play of the game last night open deep, and he missed them. So you feel any better after hearing Spuds, Kyle?
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure we all know what that was.
Damage control.
No, Spuds on the trying to get, thing.
Just tell, like, we are knee jerky as a fan base. We are reactionary.
Yeah,
and we wear
especially
our heart
on our
sleeve.
I'm the calm, cool one today. Sticking with Kenny Pickett. You're the overreaction.
So wait a minute. That's what we're doing today.
Today, yes.
Seriously?
That's fine. Today we switch roles.
No judgment. No judgment. But that's why he said it, because, like, even watching the game last night, and I said this. Kenny Pickett looked better. Tanner McKee looked better. He looked better than Kenny Pickett. That's a fact. But there are intangibles in this equation that you have to factor in.
It's like totally overreaction. I think it's just people understand in this town how important that job is, and they don't really want to mess around with it. Like, Kenny Pickett looked last night like he looked the entire time in Pittsburgh. Like, it's not like this guy, like, Tanner McKee is sort of an unknown.
Sure.
Kenny Pickett, we know, sucks. Like, I know he had Matt Canada and the offense over there in Pittsburgh sucked, but, like, there are tons of Steelers fans out there that will tell you, like, yeah, Matt Canada was bad, but, like, Kenny Pickett also is brutal. They dumped him for Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
So, okay, here's what I'll say to that. This is where I think there's a little over... All we have on Tanner McKee, like, all we have as Eagles fans over the last two preseasons and how he's looked against third stringers, that's our evidence. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I think Kenny Pickett is a great player. He's not. But, Kyle, the evidence points more to Kenny Pickett can be serviceable in the NFL in real games. He won 14 games in 2 years. They weren't all low-scoring games. I mean, he guided the team as the starting quarterback to 14 wins in 2 years. Tanner McKee won 6 games in college.
Okay, but, like, Kenny Pickett during those 14, even those 14 wins, like,
I know, backup.
He looked bad.
He looked like a backup. But I've never seen McKee in a real game. I can't go there yet. 215-592-9494. McKee or Pickett, who should be the Eagles' number 2 quarterback? We'll get to the Phillies coming up in a little bit with a big win last night. The cycle for Weston Wilson. But Hewitt's a Friday.
Friday.
Well, we have ourselves a spot to give away in the midday show, Fantasy Football League live draft to come. The plan is Wednesday, August 28th, live draft with us to be in the midday show, Fantasy Football League. We want to give away a spot today, and let's do it by playing a little game we like to do on Fridays called Try Day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here's what we're thinking today. It is a try day, as you started singing there a minute ago. And so we're coming down the stretch here, end of summer. We're getting really close to the Eagles season starting, right? Hugh, it feels like we have a few weeks left before we get into the season here. So you know what we have time for?
What we got?
We probably have time to binge and watch a TV show. One, maybe one more before summer comes to a close here. So here's what we're looking for today. A TV show we should try, but like not The Wire, not Breaking Bad. Like give us something that is a little off
little
the
bit,
radar.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. I can do that. Yeah, because we're getting ready to be in the throes of football
That's
season.
Right.
College football season start, what, in 2 weeks?
So we got a few weeks here
to
watch a new show. So again, not The Wire, not Breaking Bad, not The Sopranos. Everyone has seen those, and if you wanted to, you would have watched it already.
And can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
To all the people that see me in passing and ask me for fantasy football advice, stop. Like, people are really asking me, like, I'm the fantasy football
guru.
Well,
they must have not seen your draft last year.
No, listen, they're asking me who they should draft. I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm not, like, listen.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm not good at fantasy football.
But maybe, have you thought about the idea that they're just fading you? Like, they ask maybe, you, and you say, yes, draft this person, and they cross
draft
them off the
other
list.
People. Like, because somebody asked me this morning, who should they're trying to figure out who they should take with their first pick, because they got the first pick in their fantasy draft. And they were trying to pick between Christian McCaffrey.
Who's banged up with the calf injury.
And Bijan Robinson.
Well, we know what Kyle would say. It's a Bijan pick, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
but it's like,
clearly.
Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know. It is it's sad because I know they're asking me, like, oh, you played in the NFL. Dude, I don't play fantasy football, though. Everybody
well, yes, you do.
NFL,
you're
well,
in our league.
I mean, I'm not adept at fantasy football.
Playing
I'm
is a generous term.
Yeah,
he's trying.
Yeah, I'm a work in progress. Mm-hmm.
You know what this was, Kyle? He's already lowering the bar, so if he finishes in last, we don't rip
no,
him.
No, I'm not going to finish it last this year. I'm gonna get my fantasy game up, though. But at the time when they asked me, I wasn't prepared to answer.
Just make sure you're awake for the draft.
Yeah, I got to figure that out.
That's a big part of the
You know
problem.
What's funny? When
cut the gummy in half.
No,
man.
No. When we were talking about what day we could have it on, I was pushing for Friday, but it was like, no, we got to do it on a Wednesday.
Yeah, we got to work, man. Come on.
So I got to work. So it's not.
Maybe it'll help you in the draft.
Yeah, there's no threat of a gummy on a Wednesday. There's no threat of that.
So somebody on the Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee thing, mm-hmm. somebody, our guy Mike, sent us something on Twitter.
Yep.
About the 14-10 in okay, so I'll just read this.
I think it was 7-5 in both his years.
Yes,
as a
okay.
Starter.
So in 24, Kenny Pickett starts. This is according to Warren Sharp. He led the Steelers to more than 20 points just 6 times.
I said the average Kenny Pickett game was
games.
Probably 16-14 Steelers.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like we know what the Steelers are. They're Mike Tomlin. They're the yeah. defense. Like they're not Kenny Pickett.
But he did have. I'll have to look it up. I can remember 2 or 3 game winning drives, like 2 minute drill game winning drives. Now, to be fair, they may have had 9 points on the board for the first 58 minutes, and then he drove him for a touchdown to win the game. But I watched those. Like I've seen this guy in the NFL have some game winning touchdown drives or field goal drives.
He has 13 career passing touchdowns.
Yeah, but how many of those in the fourth quarter down 6? I mean, that's timing matters, Kyle. Here again.
You say those numbers,
what's he, Tim Tebow?
That sounds like some Tebow stuff.
Oh, that's a rough cop there. That is a rough cop. I think he's a little better than that. All right, 215-592-9049 for Tri Day for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We're looking for a TV show series to try. The fun part about this is there's so many TV series out there. And every time I go on Netflix, there's like 7 or 10 new things just popped up right away. TV series we should try in the next few weeks. Something we could binge, something we could watch. And again, we're looking for some a little bit off the beaten path, not the Wire or the Breaking Bad. 215-592-9494. Are you Team Tanner or are you Team Kenny Pickett? I'm a man right now. I feel like a man on a lonely island for Kenny Pickett. I'm standing there with 2 gloves, still thinking this guy could be the Eagles' backup quarterback.
You're rocking gloves.
I am. I'm rocking the gloves.
Kenny, 2 gloves.
Now, maybe part of this is because Kenny grew up in the same area I did. Like maybe
got,
I
got a little.
I feel a little connection to Kenny Pickett. We played in the same conference in football when we were in high school.
Little hand Kenny.
That's right. I feel a connection. All right, TR and Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, everybody?
What's TR, going on, what are you man? Feeling?
Man, I like the way. I only seen the fourth quarter, but I like the way Tanner looked. I didn't see the other guy, but I'm happy what I see with him. I think he can do the job. I like his throws. I like his body language. Yeah, he looked good. And, but Hugh, man, if you're going to move, man, like, I want the job of the person who's the realtor who's sending all y'all over to Jersey, man.
I want to go to Delaware.
Oh, but listen, you got Chester Springs, man, right outside of Philly, man. You got some good counties outside of Philly. There's beautiful homes out there, man. I want the realtor job who's sending all the players to over over to Jersey and stuff like that, man.
Well, you know,
Philadelphia Eagles, real fast, the Philadelphia fans want to see y'all in Wawa, not over Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Over here in PA, we're not the Jersey Eagles or the Jersey Six. We want you guys over here so we can see y'all, man.
You know what? I never forget. I hate to throw him under the bus, but I'm gonna throw Harold under the bus because when I first got here, Harold was like, you know, Jersey's God's country.
Oh, no, so he pushed you to Jersey?
No, it was one of the things, like when I first got here, I didn't know where to go. So, yeah, I was pushed to Jersey a little bit. But then I moved to Philly back when my latter years.
Look out, Malvern, PA, man, some good, right out, 45 minutes, man. This is a long ride, man.
CR, I'm with you on this. I'm originally a Jersey guy, and I moved 5 years ago to Pennsylvania. It's better here. I mean, like, I always thought it was kind of weird, too. A lot of players, and not just the Eagles, TR, all the teams, they tend to live over in South Jersey, which is fine. I lived in South Jersey for a while. It's fine. Yeah.
Somebody on the inside knows somebody that's taking all the players over there. We want all you new players, everybody come to Philly. Come to Philly and live. Pennsylvania, man. Some good counties outside of Philly. It's beautiful, man.
It is.
And everything.
All right, TR, give us a TV show we should check out.
A TV show we should check out?
Yep.
I would say Robert Townsend, Partners in Crime.
Partners in Crime.
Robert Townsend, Partners.
You know that one,
that
TR?
One.
TR, you're in the mix. We'll get you in the mix for the fantasy football spot. Partners in Crime. I don't know that one. You know what I started watching recently?
What's that?
Your Honor with Bryan Cranston.
I tried to get into that.
You didn't love it?
It started off great.
The first episode
started off great, and then it got into the minutiae.
Too slow?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think the show I'm watching, Your Honor, is like two seasons, and when I found out the story, I was like, you could make that a one-season thing. I actually think the one-season shows hit more. It's like, you know, 6, 7, 8 episodes, boom, you're in, you're out. 215-592-9494. Look, so TR said there that Tanner looked good in those final drives. I thought it was interesting, Hugh, last night. Did you notice there was Pickett? Then it was McKee. Then Will Grier came in. But then they went back to Tanner McKee.
So they wanted to see a little bit more.
They wanted to see him run the two-minute drill and try to score at the end there, which they did. But that was I don't recall that very often. It usually is with the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like you go in,
that.
You come out, and then you're done.
You're done. Yeah. So it's obvious that they wanted to see him in a certain situation just to see what they had. Like I said, you're in a situation where I'm pretty sure the phone's been ringing. Teams have probably been calling, asking, you know, about one of the quarterbacks. And you're just trying to assess who do you want to keep at this point, I would assume. You know, if you're doing stuff like that and somebody probably wanted to see how he looked under pressure in that situation.
So the other thing about, you know, it's a blessing, right? You'd rather have three or more good quarterbacks than only one or two. But, Hugh, the hard part is, like, Tanner is too good to slip to the practice squad. He's got to be on the roster.
You can't take that chance. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they're trying to figure out. This is when the numbers game gets interesting because how many quarterbacks did they carry last year? Was it three?
Well, Tanner was here. I'm trying to remember if he was on the active roster.
Because, you know, you got one practice squad. So what I'm saying is you got one up. And you probably have one practice squad quarterback.
But Tanner's too good to slip on the practice squad.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Did you carry two quarterbacks last year or three? Because I guess I can look at the roster and find out.
Well, last year it was Hurts, Mariota, and McKee was here all year. But was he on the roster? That's what
I'm asking. Because because what they're going to probably do, they'll cut a young quarterback and put him on the practice
Will
squad.
Will Grier, the guy that came in last night.
So what I'm saying is this is where it gets interesting, Joe, because – it's the numbers game. You got the 53-man roster. And I remember one year, if I'm not mistaken, in Atlanta, they only carried two quarterbacks. They only carried two. And that was it. And some teams carry three. You know, so it just all depends on if you want to carry three.
Right. Part of it, too, is what kind of starting quarterback you have. Like, Tom Brady never got hurt, right, except for one freak injury.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, for the most part, was very durable. Brett Favre. Jalen's not like that. Jalen gets banged up. He runs. He takes hits, right? Like you have to have another. You have to have depth at that position with him. So, and then Hugh, the part of this too is Howie's job isn't just this roster. He's got to know every roster around the NFL, right?
Yeah.
So he has a sense of, can I slip this guy through waivers? Can I get him to the practice squad? Or hey, six teams need players at this position. If I try to slip this guy through, I'm going to lose him. It's a lot. I mean, that's the gymnastics of this over the next couple of weeks is interesting. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Will in the Northeast talking Tanner McKee and Kenny Pickett. What's up, Will?
Jim, how y'all doing this morning?
Good morning, Will.
Hey, man, I like Tanner, man. Like, he He did his thing, man. The one thing I want to say about a lot of these players, never get comfortable in a position that you're in because your job can always be taken. As you've been saying for the longest now, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, sometimes we as players there, get comfortable and say, well, I already know I got this spot. But no, you got to show and prove. Like, this guy, you did that against backups, man. Come on. That performance was terrible.
Pickett's, you mean Pickett's was terrible?
Yes.
Yeah, one thing, he was not good last night, I agree. He was going up against some starters on that Patriots defense, though, Will. Like, he's out there with John Ross, and they've got some starters out there. Meanwhile, Tanner McKee gets to play against third stringers.
Yeah, but still, man. I mean, I know it's a little different, but you got to be ready at all times, no matter who's out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, I think he will probably take Pinkett's spot, though, you know, because he seemed like he's more poised than him. You know what I mean? He didn't get rattled. You know what I mean? But I like what we got going on. But the only thing I didn't like is seeing that same formation, man. You know what I mean? Maybe it'll change up during the course of when the real season starts.
Ran a lot of screens.
Yeah, man. Like,
but that's expected, man. I mean, it's the preseason. I'm not mad about that. You know, you're not going to show your offense. But I was like, damn, all these screens.
It's vanilla. Yeah, it was vanilla.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. But last thing about the Bills, man, they on fire, man. And listen, I'm not saying because it's the team they playing, right? But I said to do exactly what they did. Smack these dudes around, man. Like, you got certain teams you got to strategize for. And that team, they did exactly what they were supposed to do. I don't care if you keep saying, oh, well, they're not a good team. They're a good team. They're in the league. And they're good players. So they did what they were supposed to do last night. And I just hope that performance continue on from here on out.
Well, and Will, to that point, teams that make the playoffs and have a good record, they beat up the worst teams. When the Phillies made the World Series 2 years ago, they went like 16-2 against the Nats. I think Hugh says this all the time. If they're bad, beat them
because they're bad.
Yeah, just beat the Nats up this weekend. All right, Will, what TV show should we check out?
Oh man, listen, hey Hugh, I don't know. I had two, but I'm gonna go with the one I think. It's an old episode in the series. Just because it's you, Weeds.
Weeds. I tried to watch Weeds. The lady that was selling weed.
Yeah,
she's a weed.
Yeah.
She's a weed.
I've never seen it. Is it good?
It was all right. I didn't finish watching it, but it started off pretty strong.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff, Will. We'll get you in the mix to be in the league here. So Weeds is our second TV show choice. I've never seen that one. To his point last night on the vanilla offense, there is one thing I mentioned this a couple days ago. I keep wondering about this offense, Hugh. It's very horizontal. Have you noticed that? And they took the one shot last night with Pickett. He missed John Ross. But doesn't it feel like through the first two games, everything is within 5 or 10 yards?
As it should be, Joe.
But
you don't
we have Devontae Smith and A.J.
Yeah,
Brown.
But you don't want to show anybody what you're going to do.
So you think there's a more vertical element. They're just not showing it.
Yeah. And plus, like, I look at it like this. To everybody's point, because people have been calling in, and they're talking about, oh, this offense is going to be slow in the beginning. Yes, it is.
What's new? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, think about last year. We went damn the torpedoes the first game out the gate trying to throw it down the field.
Didn't work either.
I feel like in order, like two things are happening, I think should happen in the first game. You got to get your quarterback comfortable. You got to get your receivers comfortable. I guess that's one thing because it's the same thing. But you got to get them. You got to get everybody comfortable, and then you start to work down the field. Like, they call it the first 10 or the first 15 for a reason. And that's because you want to get easy completion plays to get your offense started. I think a lot of times last year, man, we went full on vertical. Soon as the game started, it's like, well, damn, where's the plays that are played? Like, where are the complementary plays?
Right.
And what I mean by that is, where are the play action plays that play off of the run so that you can freeze the defense in order to make those plays work? We didn't do that. When you think about this offense, it was like it was just like somebody threw a bunch of ingredients in a pot and just hope for the best.
But they didn't complement each other.
Yeah, like nothing. Like a lot of times, especially when you're playing D-line, you run plays that are similar in the actions in the beginning to freeze the defensive lineman.
That's what Shanahan does so well.
Yes.
That's why they confuse teams. Yeah.
Yes, and it feels like a lot of times we didn't do that. you know, you run certain draw plays to set up play action, or you set up, like, you might have rollout plays to just set certain other things up. And we didn't do that last year, and I think that's important. I think we need to do more of that in order to have success this year offensively.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll keep the calls going here on the Eagles. McKee or Pickett? Are we going to find, am I going to be the only person today on the island of Kenny Pickett that he should still be the backup quarterback here as we move forward to the season? My guess is yes, just based on what we've heard so far. Are you team Tanner or are you team Kenny Two Gloves? Plus, we'll bring it up. Will just did. The Phillies, they crushed the Nats last night. A cycle for Weston Wilson, and credit where credit is due. Someone around here is earning more playing time. 2-1. Yeah. I mean, victory laps coming up. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.